This is Dr. Schumacher predicting that his new initial history and physics for a new patient named Ronald Helmstad. Last name is spelled H-E-L-M-S-T-A-D-T. Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Place was Covenant, Glen and Franklin, with Michigan. Date was February 23, 2022. Mr. Helmstad was seen for initial visit. And it seems especially regarding stroke history, dementia, and it does have prostatic hypertrophy and hypertension. Compared to history, this took a bit of an effort, and I did speak with his son, also named Ronald, to get more information about him, period. His speech is poor and random. And he kept saying words, many of which were intelligible, but the way he puts his phrases and thoughts together, one cannot make out any sense out of what he's saying, period. He had a stroke in October 2018, period. He was slightly weak on the left side, but he had aphasia, period. However, the aphasia has been progressing gradually and gotten worse since then, period. It was especially bad in the past few months, period. He's known that he had two hip fractures last year, separated by about a month or so, period. Both are repaired, period. His health declined a bit since then, period. He's been in Covenant Glen for about 3 years, since about March 2019. It's known that he has type 2 diabetes mellitus, but has never needed pills or insulin, period. It appears diet controlled. Period. He has neuropathy and must use gabapentin, 100 milligrams every 8 hours, period. Okay, he has hypertension, which is controlled at the moment. And they have low opinion, there's no headache or any current cardiac symptoms, period. He sometimes gets combative when he's agitated, and thus has a diagnosis of dementia with behaviors. Period. He does take Seroquel 50 milligrams nightly, and for depression, he takes Sertraline 25 milligrams daily. Period. He has a history of prostatic hypertrophy and decreased stream, but when asked today how he's doing, he seems relatively comfortable in this regard. Period. New paragraph. Review of systems. Constitutional, fever, chills. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints. Doesn't mention being a bit hard of hearing, though. Period. Respiratory, he denies. Bundan denies fever, chills, or weight loss. Respiratory, he denies cough, sputum, or dyspnea at the present time, period. Cardiovascular, edema, palpitation, or dizziness. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. Do you know dysuria or hematuria? Musculoskeletal. He has some pain in the hips due to the fracture, but for the most part, his pain is stable. Endocrinopathy, urea, polydipsia. No, he has neuropathic symptoms of diabetes, but no symptoms of hypo or hyperglycemia, period. CNS, he has the aphasia, which is his biggest problem. He also is not able to walk because of hip pain and possibly balance problems. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history. Dementia, stroke history since 2018. He may have smaller strokes since the first one in October 2018, period. Maybe his wife's type 2. Hypertension. Blood prostatic hypertrophy. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Paragraph family history, his father died of heart disease around 75, which is relatively young. His mother is deceased and lived to her 80s and had dementia. His wife, social history, his wife passed in September 19th, 2021, period. New paragraph medication. Amlodipine 2.5 milligrams per kilo daily. Aspirin low 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams nightly. Docusate 100 milligrams BID. Donepezil 5 milligrams nightly. Famotidine 20 milligrams BID. Finasteride 5 milligrams daily. Gabapentin 100 milligrams every 8 hours. Memantine 10 milligrams BID. Pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily. Seroquel 50 milligrams nightly. Sertraline 25 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams in bedtime, apazolam 0.25 milligrams BID. The paragraphality is unknown. The paragraph examination. He is not acutely distressed or ill appearing. His speech is random and unintelligible, although a few words are known. And he seemed to be talking about the Air Force. I could not make out exactly what he was trying to say. Blood pressure 134 over 64, pulse 79, and spider 16, temperature 96.9, head and neck, pupil equal reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular intact, lids and conjunctiva normal. Arm mucosa is normal, ears normal inspection, hearing is a bit diminished. Nasal mucosa clear, neck supple, no palpable fibromyalgia, no nodes, no mass. Chest wall unremarkable, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Neurovascular normal as well as 2, no gallop, no murmur. Slight edema. Heel pulse is palpable at 1 plus. No major foot lesions. Foot exam was normal. And the paragraph. And the foot exam, the motor strength was normal, sensation was intact. Heel pulse is 1 plus. No major lesions, some mycotic toenails. Then, abdomen soft, non tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, whole range of motion is good. Yeah, so there's pain in moving his right hip slightly. Acute inflammation of any joints, no cyanosis. Skin was essentially intact. Warm and dry without any major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. Oh, it says put that in mental status. He did seem content, but he spoke randomly and he could not get him to answer anything pertaining to orientation, period. He didn't seem to follow commands very well either, period. I will review him within 1 to 2 months, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.